Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest is Jimmy Van Kirk. As I said, the son of my tax partner, Macano Valdez, and we were discussing how you got to Queechee, and of course you just gave it a shot with your father's death to see what would come up, and you had various ideas. The idea of the partnership with David Diaz. Tell us about David Diaz and sure. And the partnership.
Well, when we first got to Queechee, when my parents first got to Queechee, they told me that they went to the club, you know, the Queechee club, and there was a new chef from Puerto Rico named David Diaz. Well, there's some David Diaz in Puerto Rico. And when they went to talk to him, he said, "Oh, I'm from Puerto Rico," and he said he went to American military, and he's a couple years older than me. He graduated '82 high school. I'm '84, but I know who he was in a sense. You know, when you're in that area in Guaynabo, and I went to San Ignacio, so we all knew who we were. You know,
okay.
I barely knew who he was. He was older, but when they came and when I first came back to see him one summer in '96, I think it was, you know, "Oh my God, it's you. I haven't seen you in, you know, 20 years. How's everything?" So we got reacquainted with that. And every time I would come back to visit, either in Christmas or come in the summers, I would always hang out with him. And whenever he's in Puerto Rico, he'd come talk to me. And so we developed that relationship that whenever we were here, I would go out and his experience. His father, by the way, started and owned El Pollito in Bayamón, which is very famous, right there on number two, and Pollito's been there 50 years.
Okay.
So he had the experience on the restaurants, and so when I got here.
He was a very good chef at the Queechee Club.
He
did a very good job.
Chef-wise, people love him. He had that, you know, all the guests, all the members were crazy about David in the sense that what he did for the club. He really moved that club up from what it was, and organizing it and developing, because it's not easy to do a club like that.
No.
You can do a small restaurant.
Very exacting.
Very exacting, and then you got to please everybody, and it's a lot of members. But before that, even before I moved, I would sit down with him, and we'd go have a beer, or we be hanging out at home, and we'd be talking about, I said, "One day, you and I are going to sit down. Why don't we do a Puerto Rican place here in Vermont, and we'll call it Mofongos." We're just, joking about names that we're going to try and call the place. As a joke, not as a joke, as something fun. Wouldn't it be fun to do a place up here? You know, there's nothing Caribbean here, nothing Puerto Rican up in the area. And, it started off as that. And when I moved up here, I wanted to do the radio show. And I got an opportunity in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And I started working for 2-3 weeks with these people, creating some classic rock show that I wanted to do. And I did a few nights with a couple of the DJs there for experimenting, and it went well. But Chef and I were walking through Woodstock, which is a town right next to Queechee, which is very classic, very, it's been, 250 years?
The Woodstock Inn, developed by Rockefeller.
Rockefeller and Billings.
Farms,
So we were walking by there, and there's a restaurant that, right on Main Street, it was called Off the Green. And I've been there for a while, and we were walking by, and the place had closed down. And you know how you're in Vermont, we clicked the door open, and it was open. So as good Puerto Ricans, we walked in and checked it out. And it needed some work. It had just closed down maybe 6 months before, and the place had everything. It just needed some work on it, a little refinishing here and there. But we sat down, and we looked at each other going, "You got to be kidding me. There's a restaurant available here. It's Woodstock." So we got to really sit down and think about this, because it just fell in our laps.
Right.
When you talk about it and you talk about it and you talk about it, it's always fun.
Oh, it became concrete and tangible.
But right there, it became concrete. So we contacted the owner of the building, who happens to be a member of the club. So, and new chef and knew of who my dad was. So it's kind of ironic that he was there, and he was looking for people to do something with, but he needed a quick answer because people were lining up to rent the place.
Right.
And so in a matter of 2-3 weeks, we had to sit down and say, who's going to put in the money? Do you have the experience? I know my marketing, your restaurant, how much are we going to invest? So it wasn't like we had a long time to decide for that. We just sat down and decided this, we're gonna go for it. This is how much I have to invest. This is how much you gotta do. So it's gonna be a tough business venture, but we believe that it would be possible here, knowing him and knowing me, knowing our drive. So
And then you allocated, in terms of getting this thing going, David continued to work as a chef
he
at the
continued to work
Quiche
as a chef
Club.
at the Quiche Club because
And
he was having a little trouble there in a sense. You know, after 15 years, new management came in and he was a little unhappy. When you're somewhere a long time in a position like that. So I decided to start doing a little legwork. Budget, how much would the place cost? A little marketing and a little research on how the area works. It's not like I'm gonna open up a restaurant in Boston, New York City. This is Woodstock, Vermont. So it's you gotta make sure that you know your market and if a Puerto Rican, Cuban, Caribbean restaurant will work. You know, it's not like I'm opening a pizza place. So that was in a sense not time consuming, but you gotta go. I mean, I'm gonna go for it here with this theme. I mean, we could have done Italian because Chef was an Italian chef before. He can do anything, but we stuck to the Caribbean theme because we thought it'd be different, it'd be something great, and people would be looking for some forward to something like that. So I did all the paperwork, I did all the legwork, I had to do all the zoning, all the liquor licenses, which is not easy. And when everything was said and done,
You chose the name, as I
well, I
recall.
chose the name Melaza.
Melaza, and I still remember you coming by and
Yeah.
talking to Pinky with the colors
Colors
and the
in the
logo and
logo.
how the painting, what kind of paint was going to be used, the different areas
A
of the
mural. We
restaurant.
did a mural of Old San Juan in the restaurant
You
that
got
this
into a
lady.
lot of details there.
And Melaza, I wanted a name that didn't sound too, you know, Coco Loco, something like that, like a cheesy Caribbean name, you know, Panama Jacks or something like that. So it was more of a, you know, and I wanted to do some rums, the rum bar or something with the rum. So Melaza is la melaza de la caña, you know, the molasses of the sugarcane. And I thought it was a name that sounded nice. And people would ask, what does a melaza mean? You know, instead of saying, you know, Chiquita Bananas, you know, something cheesy like that. So the name just, it stuck, and I had to get a designer to get the logo going and etc. So in that sense, I never done that. It's not rocket science, but it's a lot of work. It's
A lot of
a lot
creativity.
of creativity and really knowing what you want
You
for.
stay awake at night in bed, you know, trying to
I
fall
still I
asleep.
stayed awake a lot
I
looking for, but also if it was in New York, then you can do design, but this is Woodstock. It's a little more conservative. You had to make sure that you appeased also and cater to what people in this area like. Oh, you get a lot of tourists in this area too, but locals come into the restaurant a lot. So you don't want to go over the top. We want to keep it in that Vermont, you know, sceney, you know, when you design it and the flair of the restaurant. I think we did the right job on that. So yeah, we decided to go ahead and open it. I mean, that was in May.
And in
That
terms
was
of the allocation, besides you doing the legwork, the setting up all the permits and the licenses and getting the logos and all that, you also put the capital. You put the
I put all the
capital. You
capital
put
in,
all the capital, and he was then going to be the chef running
Exactly.
the kitchen
The kitchen, well,
and
he put in
taking.
the experience of, I have worked with bars and restaurants as I worked with Anheuser-Busch in Dallas for 4 years. So, you know, in the sense of the marketing and the and bar wise and purchasing, yeah, I mean, I had that experience. But of course, he had the knowledge of menus
Money,
and
right?
of course, exactly. So we decided that I was going to work on that too.
Okay, so you have the allocation of labors. Let's have to take a break right now. We'll be right back. I'm with Jimmy Van Kirk, a Puerto Rican living in Quiche, Vermont. And we call the anatomy of a failed
Failed partnership.
partnership.